The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
All right, all right. Yes, this is the second hour of John Stat Miller's National Intel Report. I am still your guest host, V. And, yeah, having fun here. You know, I just want to switch things up every now and again. You know, between this show and my show and other shows that I do, you know, everything's so serious all the time. I mean, that's kind of why I do more shows with Red Pill Nation. We got a lot of goof-off room. As they say, they have no standards. If I could just turn back time with everything that I know, of course I'd be a freaking multimillionaire right now. Probably a billionaire right now. But I'd be enjoying life a little bit more instead of having to wage war against the evil powers that be. But, you know, I was reincarnated to do that, as I've been reincarnated over and over and over and over again to do that. It seems just to be my purpose here. But I don't know, I wish I could do a little bit more entertainment. The world doesn't have enough comedians. And I can tell you, the comedians that we do have, they don't get paid enough. We've got, you know, the establishment wants to pay trillions of dollars into woke media. And, you know, these, you got Disney and Netflix and all these entertainment media entities spending billions upon billions of dollars on crap that we just don't care about or want to see, really. While the top tier comedians, I mean, it doesn't matter how well that they've made a name for themselves, they're still hitting up small clubs on their tours for hundreds of dollars per show. Comedians don't get paid a lot. They should be the most high-paid entertainers of all. I mean, most of these comedians, when they're done with their career, they've barely bought, you know, a medium-sized house, maybe have a couple nice cars, and started a family. They're upper middle class. While Tom Cruise gets to come back and do his glory days of Top Gun. Granted, hell of a movie. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time. But being paid $20 million on top of getting, you know, percentages of this and percentages of that, ticket sales, merchandise, da 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 da. It's just that 2 hours of movie, I mean, is nowhere near as valuable to me as watching a 30-minute stand-up where I'm laughing my guts out. I don't know. I think we can heal the world a little bit more if we just had a little bit more laughter. Oh, man. I mean, especially in the days, in the PC days like we're living in now, being politically correct, watching all these comedians tiptoe around certain issues and censoring certain words that's no longer PC to say. And I don't understand the people who get offended. I mean, if you're going to go to a comedy show, are you going to watch comedy? I mean, everything's on the table. I mean, seriously, everything's on the table. You should not have such thin skin. But anyways, that's just a little spew there. I think we have our next guest ready. We have, speaking of funny man, this guy is always good for a chuckle every now and again. We've got Henrik here on the show with us from Chicago. How you doing, Henrik?
Not too bad, my dude. Not too bad at all. Hell, dude, I feel you with the comedians. I mean, holy shit, man.
We hadn't even gotten started yet. clean up the language. This isn't Red Pill Nation. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. All right.
We're on the
day prime time. This is not even my late show. We're on during the dates. You can't use potty language.
Ooh, thank you for catching me there.
All right.
Before I run into a wall there. Anyways, but holy God, no, I literally feel you there with the comedians, because for the love of God, I was just talking to a guy not too long ago, and the one thing that I've noticed that's really strange is, if you ever gone to a rock show lately and seen just how many stupid rules they have up, it's like, holy God, man. You know, if you're going to go see Rancid, like a punk rock band, you know, back when I was in diapers and my parents were going out and they were going to go see different bands, they didn't have any freaking rules. You know, they gave you a pat down or something to make sure you weren't going to go and stab anybody or, you know, bring in any outside alcohol, because alcohol is where they really made the money and that. But I mean, for the love of God, they didn't have any stupid rules or trigger warning labels or something insane like that. You know, it's like, good Lord. You know, people are there to have fun, you know? They're not there to, you know, be pampered on the butt, you know?
I mean... Yeah, you sound like a Pez dispenser now. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, toying with my new shotgun. Preparing for the riots.
No. You gotta put that down. You gotta put that down. By the end of this show, you might want to go shoot somebody.
Oh, don't worry. Just routine maintenance, making sure everything's where it needs to be. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do anything crazy.
All right. You know. Let's just put it down and we'll focus. So what's going on there in good old Chicago? And wait, by the way, speaking of impressions, I you probably weren't listening to the first hour, but I try to do this thing where I pretend to be Joe Biden and I'll debate with Roger Landry about stuff that's going on in the country. I'm actually really good at impressions. I just can't do a Joe Biden. I cannot do a Joe Biden. But
oh, come on, man.
You do a great Trump, if I remember correctly.
I try to do my best. I may not be the big list, but I try to be the best list I can as far as the former president.
Bigly,
buckshottedly, absolutely love it.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, you know, if you could do a Joe Biden, I think I'm going to have you replace me the next time we do one of those.
Is that not too bad to do there, Jack? You know, you just got to act like the teleprompter's not working. And the thing, man, is about the salad. and Crenshaw, who's the 21 now?
I need my afternoon nap and football. Yeah, come on, man. I want to go watch football with Hunter. You do a couple lines of betting on the pool. Yeah. That's what they do, don't they? They bet on the pool. Because there's always got to be the money in the Ukraine anyway.
Well, you know what? We might as well go this route. You want to be Biden?
Oh, definitely. Especially given the maintenance I was just doing. I mean, comically enough, his dear wear Kevlar is ironically the reason why I just did my weekend shopping. You know, not you know, keeping everything lawful. It's just one of those things where it's like, okay, put this where it goes, put that where it goes. Everything's supposed to be locked up and so on. And all right, let's make sure this thing works. Click, 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 click. Okay, everything's good.
Well, you know, Biden's trying to get rid of all of our guns.
Oh yeah, man, I'm going to take your AR-47 and your 4815 in our Donnelly Center. Come on, just turn them in, man. You give cards to the R. Donnelly Center. You got to get the guns off the streets.
Yeah, how about that new ATF director you put in? What's his name, Chipman?
Oh, thank God they didn't put him in. I called just about everybody in Indiana and was like, please, God, no.
Oh, he actually ended up not being instated?
Thank God, no, he was not instated. What wound up happening is several red states, Indiana in particular, and Texas made a giant stink about him being not appointed to anything so much as being a janitor in regards to the ATF. Like, I called Governor Braun and interrupted one of his meetings, and I was like, yeah, on behalf of the good people of Indiana, you know, I got a lot of people live over in Maryville and Sherrillville, and got a couple people over here that are worried about, you know, if the ATF puts Shipman in, you know, they're going to Waco our little towns in Indiana, because how dare we have pistol braces?
And that is absolutely ridiculous. You know, a pistol brace, I mean, it's a piece of plastic. You can't, mm-hmm. it's technically not a part of the weapon. So how can you outlaw it? By itself, it's useless. It mm-hmm. only serves a purpose when you put it on the guns. Now, if you get caught with a gun with the pistol brace on it, I think that might be an issue. But outlawing an inert piece of plastic by itself, that's insane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really dumb. I mean, it's the whole reason was...
Uh-oh, did we lose you?
Gosh. Out there. Uh-oh.
Oh, come on, man. The phone's going Joe Biden again. You should have used Hunter's laptop.
I mean, it's insane. All the laws regarding this automatic issue is, you know, it's how fast can you pull your trigger finger? What if everybody started doing trigger finger exercises and can squeeze a trigger and shoot faster than a normal automatic? Are they going to outlaw finger exercises?
Probably. I mean, there's actually a cowboy. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they've regulated shoestrings. Did you see that one?
No.
Okay, long story short, a guy was trying to figure out what was lawful, what wasn't lawful. This was like about 5 years or so ago with the ATF, because they were having a regulation thing going on, so they're like, okay, well, we're going to change the definition of fully automatic. So there was a giant debacle. Some guy got the idea of, okay, is it technically a machine gun if I take my shoestring, tie it to the charging handle of my AK, and wrap it around like this, this, and this, and then attach it to the trigger in such a fashion? And this guy got a yes, it is a machine gun letter, and they asked him to, you know, remove the shoestring and do all this fancy stuff. And then after he gets done with that, gets a sandwich, goes to work. Next weekend, he gets another letter saying, no, it's perfectly fine. You don't have to do any of that. That isn't a machine gun. And it's like, what?
Oh, well, thank you, Overlords, for your prompt reply on what I can and can't do with my constitutionally protected activities.
Oh. Yes. like tying your shoes, quite literally what you're going to do with your shoestrings. I wish I was making this up.
Wow, that is that's out there. Well, oh, you know, something, and I posted this up on my profile on TLBTalk.com. And for those of you who don't know what that is, go to TLBTalk.com, my freedom of speech social network. My partners and I would love for you to join in and even donate to the cause. But anyways, I put something on my profile to the tune of, you know, you don't necessarily have to have any devices to turn your semi-automatic weapon into an automatic, but when revolution comes knocking at your door, you need to have the know-how to quickly turn that semi-automatic into an automatic. Just arm yourselves with those knowledge.
Kevlar, you might need a fully automatic.
But seriously, why not just arm yourself with the knowledge? Okay, you have an AR-15 in your hands. Learn the ins and outs of it and how to make it an automatic when the time comes. How to modify it within 5 minutes. Arm yourself with the knowledge. You don't have to have the physicality of it already, but arm yourself with the knowledge of it. What can the government do then?
Well, I suppose they could attempt to outlaw thinking, because, you know, they haven't done that yet. It's still legal to think. You can learn things.
Well, they're, you know, the thought police, you know, we were just talking about the Ministry of Truth they tried to push onto us. But this is funny, though, because I didn't get to touch on this as much as I wanted to last hour. Like, Biden is seriously saying that people shouldn't be downloading apps to their phones and shouldn't be getting apps for their computers.
Of course not, because he wants you to go with Adobe, where you rent a program. You don't buy a program. You don't get one for free and deal with ads. You rent to be rented.
Well, I mean, you know, these are means where it's hard to censor information. I mean, for example, I mean, I can... my very own radio network, RBN, from my internet connection, trying to go to my archive, like if I want to share a link or something and pass it around on social networks, I can't do it. I can literally go anywhere else on the site, but when I go to my archive, oh, this page will not load. So they're censoring my ability to get to my own show. I literally have to use a VPN to get to my archive. So
wow.
And people were saying, and people are sharing this experience around the world about seeing like they'll post something or they'll see something somebody else posted, but if they or it'll be missing. But they'll have to go to like a different browser, incognito mode, VPN, and just to get the full page of what it is they're trying to see. They're literally controlling your browsers. So this is why it's much harder to censor apps than it is your browser.
Oh. Interesting.
I think that's what's behind it.
It could be. I mean, that'd be more of a question for Dave Kelso. I'm very dumb when it comes to computer stuff. But
oh,
I
yeah.
imagine...
Dave knows about this stuff, yeah.
Cool. Yes, I mean, I imagine if... Given how an app works, and that you can basically put your own proprietary content on there, and at least have some type of, you know, legal representation, if that basically means the government has to go to a lawyer and go through the rigmarole and the legalese and the bribes and et cetera to get them to remove your app from whatever app store it is or website or something. I mean, shoot. Why would they bother with that?
Yeah, it's got some advantages. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. So stay tuned.
Fuck. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6th is over. What happened? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face-to-face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Wow. Was that Stevie Ray Vaughan? Oh, man, I can tell you. My dad, he could play anything Stevie Ray Vaughan. Jimi Hendrix, too. He was hell on the guitar. Oh, wow. Well, actually, you know, I got to take a moment here and do a little poking, a little fun here. Mike, are you at the boards? Does our we have a new sponsor, Southern Dixie, is it?
Oh yeah, Dixie Republic.
Dixie Republic.
Yeah.
Do they know there's a half engine colored man on this network?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. No. All right. Well.
Dun, dun, dun.
I have to poke a little bit of fun there. All right. Anyways. Some of our new commercials, they have me scratching my head sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is.
Right. I mean, shoot. I mean, they can always sell Pantera shirts.
Oh, yeah. Down with Pantera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, think about it.
Well, you know, yeah, we're gonna get some new advertisement here. We're gonna get everybody on board here eventually. Everybody's gonna want to fight to get on board. Oh man, I just can't wait to make it back to the States. Well, I don't know. Actually, hearing Roger talk about these pilots and their vaccinations, you know, you just might hear the news, you know.
Uh-huh.
On the grapevine, at least, B was on his way back to the States, but his plane, you know, crashed somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. Pilot had a heart attack. Wouldn't that just be a hell of a way to control dissent and to kill whistleblowers? I mean, the government is not above shooting a pilot with a heart attack ray, you know, of one of these jabbed pilots and sink an entire flight.
Okay. Oh, shoot. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Jesus, I remember when I think it was American Airlines or... Yeah, I think it was United. United Airlines. Their union was furious about the vaccine mandates, and it was a massive, insane tizzy. And they actually did raise that as a concern. You know, what's going to happen if you got an old guy who's got a pacemaker on, and then he has one of these jabs and gets a phone call or something because somebody doesn't turn off their stupid cell phone? You know, is this going to mess with this stuff? Because the thing about, like, electronics on a plane and different heart conditions and stuff like that, it's the strange can become reality and not just a plot for a B-rate movie.
Well, so, I mean, life is stranger than fiction, man.
Oh, yeah. Regulating your shoestrings.
Yeah. Suppose it Chinese balloons flying over the States.
That one, I had everyone going at work about that one. I was in an absolute godforsaken tizzy for days on end because I was like, okay, so we just let this happen? I mean, V, I know you play video games, and I know you're familiar with the Postal series. Are you by chance? There's this old. It was initially a first person shooter, but then it became a kind of like an RPG first person shooter. It was called Homefront. Are you familiar with the series?
Yes.
Homefront 1. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they basically have the plot of supposed United North Kami Korea take out the United States with a weather satellite that has a whole bunch of stuff attached to it that we're just unaware of because we're so, you know, focused on our instabilities that we don't bother to go, hey, is that a radio antenna? Are you just wanting to blast me, you know? And the next, you know, boom, oh, we get hit with an EMP, and the next thing, they storm us overnight and take us over in a few years. Kind of strange that the plot of Homefront is something that winds up becoming a possibility because, oh, hey, you know, it's easier than a satellite? A weather balloon. So low-tech, most people will not even detect it. You know, the only person to really think anything is your Farmer Joe is going to go, hey, Joe, what's that up over yonder? Oh, no, I don't think that's from NASA. NASA using hammers and sickles? Nope. We going to get that sucker down then. All right, go and get the button and gun the truck. We're going to go get that crop duster. Chase her down. Yeah, miracle. You know?
Well, I think it's really just to make people scratch their heads and see what stories come about, what the people will believe. You know, ever since 9/11, our shadow government has been running social experiments on us and seeing what kind of reactions we'll get to what, to see what they can get away with. Even blaming stuff that we do on to China. But, you know what? We'll get more into this. Well, hold that thought. I know we got another commercial break here. It's our last one, and we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
All right. We are back here for the last segment of John Stout Miller's National Intel Report. And we have Henrik Fortensen here with us. And I want you to finish your thought on this balloon thing, and then we're going to hit the phone lines.
Most indefinitely. You're talking about a PSYOP. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me, because the one thing that I know that has been pretty well admitted is that we have a lot of people in the United States government that cooperate in some capacity with the CCP, or at least commie sympathizers. So it really wouldn't, you know, it was something I didn't initially think of, but since you did bring it up, it really wouldn't surprise me if they just decided, all right, we're just going to turn this off and point people in other directions, you know, adjust flight patterns. And this cheap made-in-China balloon with all this high-tech whatever the heck it is they have on it just seems to soar right along the path. I mean, shoot, it went right over freaking Canada. I bet you Trudeau basically gave them a blank check to do whatever the heck they wanted to, you know, steal passwords, you know, collect all your adult content, you know, and use that for blackmail for whatever the heck it is they want to do, you know, do a check on all those fancy ICBMs and whatever other super weapons they have that they're developing and have in practice and testing and et cetera, you know, or to just, you know, spy on the farmers and try and give them some type of, you know, inception, you know, to become communists. Like, you remember Command & Conquer, by chance, V?
Oh, yeah.
Yuri. Remember Yuri?
Yes.
So I'm thinking something like that, towards just, like, low-grade propaganda that they just have at, like, you know, somewhat audible levels. Just, you know, a couple flight patterns. Bow to Mao! You know, very loud. People, it sounds more like, bow to Mao! He your best friend! Oh, China, nice to you! You know, do that for about 4 years straight, and the next thing you know, somewhere like Alabama turns into the entirety of freaking Oakley, you know?
Well, I wish they'd gave us some practical reason as to why they didn't shoot it down. I mean, mm-hmm. at this point, they look incompetent, or people just simply don't trust the situation altogether, which is natural and a wise thing to think at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you would imagine if something is trespassing over your airspace, you're just going to let that thing fly. Shoot, I'm surprised the farmers didn't shoot it down, like that joke I was talking about earlier. You know, I'm thinking like some King of the Hill style, you know, vigilante hill rodism, where they all just, you know, get their freaking bolt actions or their, you know, 410 shotguns or something like that, and pile as many of each other as they can get into all their little crop dusters, and just fly as close as they can to the thing and just shoot it down. You know, but I'm really surprised that didn't happen.
But yet it didn't. Yeah. You know, maybe it's just a check to see, you know, if any vigilantism would start. Oh, will the American people defend themselves? Oh, well, mm-hmm. guess not.
Yeah, the entire state of Montana just lets it fly right over. You know, people are just, you know, looking up going, oh, yeah, giant hammer sickle in the sky. Eh, whatever. It must be the Red Alert 3 convention.
Oh, man. All right. Well, then, you know, we'll go ahead and get to the phone lines here since we got some callers. Let's go down the line here. We'll go with Francis, North Carolina, line one. How are you doing, young lady?
Hey, fellas. I think I'm here. Get ready for a fun weekend and be as mischievous as possible.
I like the sound of that.
Hey, good figure. several quick thoughts for you. One, you fellas were cracking me up. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a heck of a way to throw a Friday. But anyway, or in the Friday. But I have to applaud you. I have to applaud you. As far as the balloon deal goes, I swear I never heard anything. There's so much innuendo, it's not even silly. As far as it being...
it almost flew into someone's window.
Well, you know...
think of how many birds died from that freaking thing, you know?
I'm not even going to go there. All I can tell you is that with all the various people that would probably could have shot at it, there's a very simple line for that. Relax. Don't do it when you want to go do it.
Come on, man. You think that balloon's wearing Kevlar? You don't need a 410. You don't need an AR-48 and none of that stuff. Come on, man. It's just a balloon. Children love balloons. Let the balloon fly, man. Come on, man. You elect Joe Biden.
With all the balloons they have flying out there, I mean, seriously, over one piece of latex balloon. I mean, my other half came up with some bad innuendos of their own, and I am not about to repeat them because they were like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what I could do. I could pull it off. But anyway, aside from that, as far as the – I actually had to pull up the video for it for the congressional kissy-poo at the State of the Union, for that matter. The decorum for that was so poorly done, it wasn't even silly. Because quite frankly, the chivalry was not there. Especially when you have the wife of the supposed prez mooching on the husband of the vice president. It's like, okay, what is wrong with this picture? If anything, he really should just simply chivalrously kiss her on the back of the hand, not right on the smacker.
I agree.
Well, I think
that would have been a gentleman.
I don't think Biden has been sexually confident, competent in a long time. I think Jill just might be a swinger, if you know what I mean.
I can't believe you suggested that, but you're right. I mean,
mommy.
Well, Jill isn't a bad looker, especially with her age, you know.
Ironically. I think, hey, she probably took the potion for all we know.
Oh,
you,
man.
Did anyone check to see if it was Comedy Central and that C-SPAN?
You're talking about that Bruce Willis movie, right?
Bingo. Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn.
Meryl Streep. Yeah. Yep. One of my,
It's actually a
childhood movie. Yeah, it's actually one of my childhood movies, which is more extreme to say.
No. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was comical. It was comical.
I think she's probably on that adrenal chrome. Probably. I don't know. She's a nurse, quote unquote, right? Or a doctor or whatever it is that she tries to pretend to be.
Uh-huh. In gender studies.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh.
She is a doctor.
Well, in that case, she has a lot in common. I was about to say, had a lot in common with the Gates Foundation, but I take that back. The only reason that they would have a medical degree in gene therapy and all that is if he paid for it, and that would be it, only in name only. But aside from that, I just find this whole thing comical as I'll get out, and I'm like, okay, what else is next? Especially for a nice distraction. I mean, it was priceless. And I'm starting to wonder, is the document deal a distraction?
Could be.
I mean, they keep rolling them out one after the other, almost within 24 hours, if not less, of the previous one. And they just keep rolling it, so it's like, okay, what else is they gonna pull out of there, for that matter? So, for a distraction. So I'm rolling with the hilarity of it. It cracks me up. in fact, I'm wondering if some of those comedy acts like on Saturday Night Live, if they're rolling in the aisles as far as their skits are concerned that they used to do, unless they come discover that, oh, that's PC or whatever. I'm like, oh, please take your PC and shut it, for that matter. So I could go on, but I'll spare you the details of that one.
They'll take it, and they'll take their PCP too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
On top of it.
Oh, Mike, I can't believe you said that. Never mind.
I'm sure they hang out with Hunter.
Oh, and by the way,
PCP to cure the ED.
Oh my god! You just went down another avenue I hadn't thought of, but wasn't considering for that matter. But the aspect of doing fentanyl alongside the pool and a couple lines of that was like, okay, that really went there. No, but I, as far as the what you just mentioned, I remember the ads back in the 90s of at least five or six different pharmaceutical drugs to get it up and get it on. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Especially Smiling Bob.
This show is brought to you by Blue Chew.
Now I'm starting to sound like Roger. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Ooh, well, always count on you coming on the show and getting a rise out of us.
Uh-oh. You sure it's not the way around? Never mind. Anyway.
It's not for 3 hours. Consult your physician.
Hey, at least Mother Half wasn't here. But anyway,
transitive properties. I said transitive properties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay. That went over.
Too much fun.
With a lint balloon or latex, take your pick. But anyway,
well, you know what? It was funny too because the balloon that got sent over. You know, I was like, is this like funded by Trojan? What's going on here? Is this a gift back?
Trojan man.
Trojan for helping lower the population in China or something? What's going on here?
Well, that's not
we succeeded at getting rid of 800,000 Chinese people.
Well, that's not fair. If they're using Trojans over there, then why don't they do that here in the U.S. if they have an issue with trying to cut down on the gene pool?
Ooh, well, no, I'm not even going to go there.
Whoa. I don't know. That's a big, dark hole to leap into. I
all
mean,
these Chinamen come over here and having sex with our women and breeding all over the place.
I can't go, don't trick my wife. I mean,
okay,
you ever wonder why certain products for, not getting into the consummatory with the consummatory, you know, so that you don't have to worry about your apple seeds being going astray. You know, you ever wonder why some of them just seem a tad flimsy? Made in China.
You know, I'm not going to touch the apple seed. No. Only with an apple. Never mind. I cannot believe I stepped into that one. But anyway. Hey, at least
the light
I
at the end of the tunnel.
You did what?
The light at the end of the tunnel.
Which one?
Are we getting biblical?
No. I'm saying like where you take it and then you take a look at it and then you see you look really close and it's like, oh, there's light coming through. It's the light at the end of the tunnel. No, you unwrap it and you find out, hey, it's broken. I want my refund.
I swear, you're Roger Junior.
You don't get a refund on the
really
Trojan.
Yeah, nope. No refund for you. Made in China.
Oh.
Keep best stuff for myself. Infanticide best for Mao.
You owe me money. You cannot shoot down balloon.
Okay, never remind me of Men in Black. Oh my gosh. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. That cooked it. Weenie and meatballs. Go figure.
Well, you know what, Francis? It's always fun talking to you.
Same here.
we got to get to another call here for the show.
I wish y'all a fun weekend, and I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple macaroni in the variant.
Woo!
Later, Bella.
All right. Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you, Francis. Talk to you soon.
Yes, Francis.
Let's get to, we got Rev in Colorado. Of course we do. What's going on,
South
Rev?
Colorado.
Yeah, Rev, why don't you talk more about gun confiscation? That's what you're talking. They're never going to do that because American people don't have any use for their shooting irons except to kill themselves. They'll never have gun confiscation the way things are going because they're just going to institute their policy and everybody will be rounded up anyway, guns or not. That's what's happening in America. They're never going to do anything to, like, have a shootout with the local guineas. They're never going to do that. They're just going to get rounded up and they'll have to have a cashless society. I can't see anybody doing anything about them taking over from the UN. It's just nothing good. What's going to start that? They say you got to use like their credit score, or you can't go anywhere. Is that going to drive people into shooting it out with them? You tell me.
Well, are you familiar with the riots we had in Chicago about 2 years ago? I could kind of use that as a vehicle to hopefully answer questions.
I'm talking about a shootout where they go and say, we had enough, and they'll go into stores and take what they want. But the U.S.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
IRS
yeah.
Says the Federal Reserve notes are legal. So you go into the store, but we're not taking them, and you make a video, you dropped it on the counter, you paid for it, the IRS says it's legal. And then you leave with it. But then they're going to call those moron guinea. You have to set up an ambush. You're going to have to say, we're not using your cashless society. We're going to use this paper money. And that'll start something, but I don't see that happen. That's the only way it could start. They would have to say,
you're hey, thinking way too conventional.
Legal. You have to take it. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to force the issue. Somebody, but the American public, not going to happen. They're just going to get rounded up, put away into death, work to death places. Or there's going to never be a war of independence. That's what this militia group says. They're not going to do anything. I said, aren't you getting older? How many years are you going to tell us about this? Well, they're waiting to be surrounded. They're waiting till I-4 to come in. What places is just going down the sewer every day. They're just overrunning the border. How is this going to get better? What election is going to change it? And who in this, like, Congress is going to institute a, hey, that's it, we've got it. We're throwing the UN out. Rip. Is the UN going to leave? Well, that's who you register your shooting irons with. Is the United Nations going to leave?
Rep, what specifically are you asking our guest here? What
you're getting a little broad there.
You're everywhere.
About this gun confiscation, but how is that going to occur, and why do they have to do it? Because they can just take over now. They took over for decades, and nobody does anything. They talk it up. Remember, they had in the 1960s, early 60s, talk about what was coming. Nobody stopped it. And then they had the fairness doctrine, so they couldn't talk on the radio. But then they brought it back, talk in the late 70s. They stopped the fairness doctrine. So they keep talking about it, and nothing ever gets fixed. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And every couple of years, this magazine ban. You can't put this much bullets in your gun, or you can't have this design.
Oh, yeah, I know that stuff inside and out. You're preaching to the choir. I live in the city limits of Chicago. You know, if you're listening at the beginning of the show, I was checking my shotgun because, God forbid, I have too many shells in that godforsaken thing. Yeah. You're thinking too conventionally about their methodology. Yeah, they're going to pass bills, but they're not going to go ahead and do it like a Hollywood movie or in the conventional manner where the actual CIA, NSA, whomever goes and kicks in your door. They're going to use their sponsored rioters every couple election cycles, like they're doing right now, to go in and do it for them. They did this to my city. The police themselves and several people got dragged out of their houses, and their stuff is just up and gone. Who needs government jackboots when you have commie jackboots? You know? You don't. All you need to do is change the costume, and they can confiscate away, because what happens is you get the good old boys in the city slickers divided against each other because they're pointing the finger at each other for the controlled opposition and the hooligans. And then the yuppies just wind up just deciding, okay, we need to control everything. We need more laws, less guns, more police. And since we're desperate for police, lower the standards, you know. And think of something like Clockwork Orange. That's how you get to this, you know. It's not your conventional, well, we got a gone, done, do, done, ditter, do, dong, de, confederate, hi, and go, you know, South Park shooting. You know, all they have to do is degrees of separation. Take it, man.
Confiscate the guns of the pig with the pygmies, the guinea, whatever you want to call the freaks with the shooting iron, because that's the confiscation we want to see. They say, you know what? We're sick of you. You don't fix nothing. The place is a disaster. Don't give us your excuses. Give us your gun. And that's the one that's why we went to the people with the H-bomb. We want to take it away from those freaks. Because the NRA said, if you take away guns from the citizens, only the bad ones. Well, that's the guineas and the I-4 and the UN. They'll have. So let's get to the punchline and start taking their guns away. That's what this is about. When gun confiscation, we can't have this money. The hell with that. We're going to take your gun. They put more bullets in their gun. And they've added more Homeland Security, which doesn't make you secure. And they have more and more idiots with shooting irons pointed towards the public, not towards the border. But that's what's going on. So somebody's got to come in. Even though it doesn't have to be us three with our U.S. forces and the IRS. That's what we believe the IRS. They're the only ones not stealing from us three is the IRS. Everybody else is. So we go in, take their dope money. The hell with why is it they're dealing dope when it's a federal crime to possess it? Because foreign enemies took over your country. And that's why everybody should get mad. So we believe in gun confiscation from the enemy. And these they sponsor all, they give these untraceable guns to these gangs.
Reb, you brought up some wonderful points. We've run out of time for you, but I'll give Henrik a chance to have any last-minute thoughts on that and then plug anything he's got going on. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. In regards to, like, disarming the criminals, the government, all those people, all the times I've seen people trying to implement stuff like that, either in America or in other countries, it winds up turning into a communist revolution. The disarming your enemy, even though normally, yes, it's like one of the things you want to do. You want to disarm them so you can easily conquer them. It's good in theory, but more often than not, in practice, it's either it goes to communist revolution, you get invaded from somebody else, or people literally quite wind up fighting over the stuff. Like there was this comical excuse of a training program that ISIS made, and they made a propaganda video for it, and there was a Navy SEAL who was actually dissecting and explaining it to the public, and there was this one weird 5-minute scene to where a whole bunch of guys were arguing with each other, and he translated it and basically said, okay, this guy on the left is a supply guy, and he has all the boots, he has all the helmets, he has all the jackets, camouflage, etc., and the rest of the guys are arguing, well, we need this, we need this, we need this, and he's saying the one problem is the supply guy, you know, always thinks it's his stuff instead of it's everyone's stuff. He's just supposed to hold on to it so that people can get to it. It's stuff like that happens all the time. So, yeah, I wish it was something as simple as easy as, all right, we're just going to disarm them, lock them all up, and then be done with it. But, I mean, it that can go so wrong so many ways to Sunday. Regrettably, the conventional – that's why we wind up having things like supposed 5D chess is because, you know, the simplistic way is regrettably the easiest in some occasions but the worst decision.
That's a hell of an answer. Wow. Well, do you have anything that you want to plug? Any websites, your social media, anything?
Yes, I'm in the process of making a company website for a media company that Scoob and I established. It's still in the works. But once I get the thing completely put together with more than just money and duct tape, I'll definitely let you know about it. Aside from that, on the 19th of this month, I'll be covering the GOP Jamboree in Schaumburg, Illinois. And we should have Bryson Gray there and hopefully a couple other people doing their music tour. And I'm hoping, because last time was a big surprise, that we had On the Grind 99, the comedian who got famous on InfoWars. Maybe we have him, maybe we don't, but got that going on my YouTube channel, 19th, next Sunday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Wow. I was waiting for the YouTube channel. Yes, Henrik, thank you for coming on. Henrik Thorntonson, everybody. This has been another episode of National Intel Report, and I'll catch you guys next Friday.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.